choose to lose your life now so that you can have it in eternity. And I'll even go this far for all of us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. We need to remember that we are a light that is shining before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And the question that I have is it possible that the way we present ourselves in an immodest manner can hurt the light that we are supposed to shine? In other words, can I say it this way? If when an individual looks at your shirt and it says, I love Jesus, don't you want to love him too? But they can't see that you have any pants on. Isn't that a conflict of interest? When an individual will be okay taking off everything except what basically is the equivalent of their undergarments. We call it a bathing suit at times when they go to the beach. But they walk around and say, I love Jesus. Why don't you come love him too? Is there some type of conflict? I would propose that there is. But that's all because I understand, and I know you do too, that your life is to be wrapped up in being a shining light to bring honor and glory to God. Now, can you preach in immodest clothes? Sure. But you know, sometimes the way that we present ourselves, it says a lot about us. This is an article from Forbes magazine. And of course, you know Forbes magazine is a business magazine. And this article is not even about modesty. But the headline of the article is what your clothes say about you. So I want you to think for one moment. You're going into a business interview to a law office. Okay? You're going to a law office and you're going to interview at a law office. What do you think you might wear to interview at a law office? You're going to wear clothes that speak and say something about your professionalism, would you not? You're going to wear clothes that speak to the potential employer about what you want to portray yourself as. Because you understand that as soon as you walk through that door, your interview begins before you ever say a word to the individual behind the desk. You understand that the looking in the eye, the handshake, you understand the way you present yourself, even in your clothing matters. And you know what? That's not a Christian principle. This is a business magazine. And I thought it was interesting that in the business magazine, it said this, what you wear can inform passers-by of your type of employment as well as your ambitions, emotions, and spending habits. Now, this article would go on to say quite a bit more about what we wear and what it says about us. But it does so from a business perspective. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. If this were a business lecture and you came today to find out how you could improve your chances of being employed, you know, our culture went through a bad time there financially, and there were many people who lost their jobs. And I had numerous friends that would go to Headhunter, and they would try to help their resume look better. And the idea of what jobs should we do? How should you present yourselves? And maybe some of you went to those same help seminars. And I guarantee you they dealt with this subject in the business sense. And so today, if this were a business situation, and I were to say, your dress can say a lot about who you are. If it were a business situation, you know what? Everybody would say, you're right. I get that. You're absolutely right. I need to make sure I present myself as a professional. Well, let me ask you this. You didn't come here today for a business lecture. You came here to praise God and through the study of His Word grow closer to Him. So let me ask you this. If I tell you that the way you dress says a lot about your walk with God, would you not like me for that? Or would you say, no, I get it. I get that the way we present ourselves, that it does communicate something to the world around us. You see, that's what I want you to think about today. And I want you to think, what do you want to relay to the world around you? I'll read this to you, and then the lesson is yours. It's not my quote. I discovered it as I was preparing for this lesson, but it is one that it's better off for me to read than it is for me to try to memorize. And so I'll say it this way. He said this, I will just say this to any woman, any man who dresses inappropriately. until God has become your treasure, until your own sin has become the thing you hate most, until the Word of God is your supreme authority that you feel to be more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, until the gospel of Christ's death in your place is the most precious news in the world to you, until you have learned to deny yourself short-term pleasures for the sake of long-term joy and holiness, until you've grown to love the Holy Spirit and long for His fruit more than man's praise, until you count everything as loss compared to the supreme value of knowing Christ, your attitude toward your clothing and your appearance will be controlled by forces that don't honor Christ. And I thought, that's better than I could ever say it. Because at the core, that's what this is. This isn't whether or not you agree with me on the length of shorts or the low cut of a top or the tightness of garments. You know what I've discovered is that there will be people who disagree with that across the board. But I do believe there needs to be a standard. I believe the church has every right, our leaders have every right to set a standard for what will take place at least within this building and on activities that are put forth by the church. But you see, I know they're not into legislating because that's not what the call is. The call is to turn hearts to desire to be closer to God. That's the desire. But I also know this. The subject of modesty, it really is more about your relationship with God than it is me telling you how long the shorts have to be. I will tell you this, and this is me being very practical. Ladies, just please be aware, and I don't say this because I know of it happening here, but I just know that it's happened in some congregations. It's pretty sad when men who pass the collection plate become embarrassed because as they stand up while you sit down, because the cut of your blouse, it shows more than you intended to show that day. It's sad in some situations where the length of a dress or the length of shorts, when an individual sits down, you know exactly what happens to the length of that dress or the length of the shorts. When you sit down, they're never as long as it is when you're standing up. And so for a teacher to stand up in front of a Bible class and to have a lady who's not wearing a skirt that's long enough that when she crosses her leg, it doesn't show almost all the way up to her backside, you gotta understand sometimes that something needs to be said. And it's not out of hate. It's just because, you know, do you want somebody to let you know that? And usually it makes people feel so uncomfortable. That's why oftentimes it gets left to the preacher. But I come to you today with this lesson in a manner of love. Please know. Please know it's a manner of love. My goal is to help you understand that modesty is not about a length. That's not what it's about. It's about your relationship with God. And my goal is after today, as you go and maybe you have your family discussions or you drive away and you talk at a restaurant about today's lesson and sermon, some of you are going to be in the camp of, that's exactly what we needed. And others are going to be in the camp of, I can't believe that we had to have that lesson. And don't look at it as you had to have a lesson. Look at it as this. As a gospel preacher, my goal is to draw you in through the scriptures to a closer walk with God. And if through this lesson today, it did nothing other than cause you to reflect on some of the principles that I brought forth, then it was positive. And I pray that you will allow the concepts that we discussed to seep into your life and that you'll consider those when it comes to this particular subject. I'm honored and grateful that you allow me the opportunity to speak on such a subject that can be polarizing. But today, the idea is this. I know that the family of God is about bringing glory to God. And tonight, that's what we're here for. And so if there's been something that has gotten in the way of you glorifying God, whatever it be it something that we dealt with in these lessons or something else, then I would encourage you to make a change in your life. I would encourage you with everything that I am, if repentance needs to take place, then please repent. Because whatever's getting in the way between you and God, it's not worth you taking that to your grave. Because in eternity, if it was between you and God here and now, it will be between you and God in eternity. And you don't want that. So I'm calling you to repent if you need to repent. Maybe somebody here today has never obeyed the gospel. We always want that to be offered. This lesson wasn't intended to teach you how to become a Christian, but it was to teach you how to live as one. But in becoming a Christian, you understand that it really is a crucifying of self. It's putting away the old man and being baptized in the water grave of baptism for the forgiveness of sin, resurrected to walk in newness of life, clothed with the blood of Jesus, according to the book of Galatians. When God will see you after that, He will see the blood of His Son, because you will be made as white as snow. Tonight, if that's where you are, you want to be cleansed, then you can be tonight. If you simply need the prayers of the church, you need just maybe the prayers of a family who's going to discuss this, and they know they have something difficult ahead of them. Or maybe this lesson really struck you today, and you understand that the issue of modesty in your house has been more one of rebellion than it has been of thinking about your relationship with God. I don't know where it is and where this lesson will touch you tonight, but I do know this. If there's anything we can do to help you in your spiritual walk, we want to do that. And we invite you to come forward as together we stand and sing.